know that the things that he has said and quoted is very prophetic, and the most fearful of all of the prophetic quotes in the Bible is this one right here, Matthew chapter 24, verse 21. For then, a future date, shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, meaning the day that he spoke in, or no, nor ever shall be. The most dreaded scripture, as we rush toward that great tribulation time, you can see the devil, who knows that he has but a short time, looks like he's working overtime. I mean, you know, he's got his staff fully staffed and highly paid, polished, professional, evil men. And need I say, ladies and gentlemen, that their mission is to kill, steal, and destroy, and to conquer. Now, let me give you the former secretary, Cyrus Vance. Do you remember him? Some of you folks will perhaps remember Cyrus Vance, a very well-respected former Secretary of State. Now, let me tell you what he wrote in Global 2000 report. He declares that the world needs to be, get this now, depopulated. Now let me go over that just one more time to show you that the Great Tribulation is coming. Maybe you just don't believe snakes crawls. You think that tomorrow the sun's going to come up and things are going to be hunky-dory and you're going to go whistling all the way down the road to success. If you ain't dug in, if you ain't prepared, if you haven't planned, if you haven't got yourself into a region obscure, less populated, maybe out of the way, off the beaten path, you see, the cities are going to be mass killing fields for the things that are planned, and I'm going to get into what's planned for you. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, you're just using scare tactics to scare the hell out of me. Well, if I could scare the hell out of you, I would be glad to do so. But I'm going to give you fact tactics. And I ain't talking about fantastic. I'm in regard to your life being fantastic. I'm going to tell you that you're going to go through a time of trouble such as the world has ever seen. Now, when that day comes, it's going to start and come upon the world unaware. Now, let me repeat that. It's going to come upon the world unaware. Remember what they were doing in the days of Noah? Man, I feel the preacher man here tonight, and I just can't hardly get the words out fast enough. As the Father's filling my heart with this important message for you tonight, and he said, begin to look up. When you see these things come to pass, wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes and famines and pestilence and divers sorts and things, you see, this is the precursor to the time of tribulation. Now, is it a natural event, or is it a man-made event? Well, current popular proposals to restrict health care. And I said last night that you know they've ruled out the elderly. You see, we're going to be the first ones to probably disappear. And the reason why is we're not productive to the present society that is being planned for the future. Now, Dr. Gary, who is very abreast and well informed about some of these things, and he and I have been preaching to each other and others. You know, he's been here and done the message many times, and we've talked about these things in the past, but I've noticed in Dr. Gary, who is a very wise and prevailing individual that's always trying to look ahead and around the curve and see if this freight train that is proposed to come down the tracks of time, the tribulation freight train. This is a time of trouble, and it has to be a really prepared, thought out, well planned a tribulation against somebody. Now the Bible says in the book of Daniel, we're going to get there, and perhaps I can get there tonight. I'm just racing toward the book of Daniel because it's one of the most amazing books in the Bible that correlates the book of Revelation and Daniel meshes together, and it synchronizes the thought process of the great tribulation. And I mean, I can read, you know, I really don't believe that the Bible exaggerates, but I could almost believe it if I weren't so advanced in study. You know, by looking back at the things that have happened that the prophetic word said would happen, and they did happen, and now looking forward, if we got that much time to look forward, they ain't going to be happy days in the camp, especially in the United States, which is, it's a targeted, ladies and gentlemen, the United States is targeted for destruction. And you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I've heard that before, and that ain't going to happen. Well, according to the Global 2000 report, written by former secretary, this is a man that's sitting in a high office. You reckon there's somebody above him? Well, I would think so. You reckon they've changed their plan to depopulate the earth? Now, Dr. Gary told me in one of our conversations that they had planned to reduce the world's population. Now, get this now. Now, remember, there's approximately 7 billion, and probably, if the truth's known, 8 billion, I think Dr. Gary used the figure of 7 to 8 billion people on the earth. And he says the plan is to reduce that billions, that 7 to 8 billion, down to 600 million. Now, these 600 million would be chosen slaves. Young, energetic, playing by the rules of the New World Order, and that they and their bosses, or the Illuminati headship. Now, this headship company is the evil ones who are planning and plotting your demise. Nations will crumble. They don't care anything about nations. They can rebuild those. They have technology that you know, underground bases, underground shelters, they're already prepared. Internment camps are going up even as I speak this evening to you live here on WWRB. They are done, and they are being planned and projected that they'll need more. And basically, the plan, the master plan of tribulation that our Creator warned us about, it would be a time of trouble. And Mr. Cyrus Vance wrote in the Global Report 2000 that the population of the United States is to be reduced by 100 million by the year 2050. Well, that's a conservative. Now, this was written by the Conspirators Hierarchy by Dr. J. Coleman, which I have a copy here in my hands, on page 22. Now, him and Mr. Vance, Cyrus Vance, they seem to be, you know, in synchronicity in their thought process. Depopulate. That means to get rid of undesirable. Well, the health plan, that's people are standing in the town halls cursing, swearing, and fist fighting. Pretty soon, are they going to start carrying weapons to take out the congressmen and the senators that is trying to get us calmed down, to accept this new world order, to bring health care to selection of the elite? That means when they get total control, they will decide who gets the health care and who don't need it. And the elderly, they consent. And did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the AARP, which I used to be a former member, I resigned several years ago when I seen it going to the liberal side, and it's nothing but a ruse. It's nothing but a fleece point for that pretends to have the elderly in interest. They don't have no interest in the elderly, and neither does the New World Order. They're going to, if Dr. Gary's projection here, along with others, and we're dealing with the two men that's written, now these are high officials, and there's more. Dr. Gary's got more sources that we've talked about, too numerous to mention here on an hour program, that the Great Tribulation Factor is the most catastrophic event ever to happen in all of Earth's history. That's according to the Messiah. I didn't write it. Dr. Gary didn't proclaim it. Neither did Buddy confirm it. It was the Messiah himself that said that the objective by one main spokesman, Dr. Henry Kissinger, you remember him, is to take control of all food and oil. Control. Are they going to say, okay, you can have any fuel oil this winter, old man or old woman? People, you know, we've had elderly freezing to death because they can't afford the heat prices to heat their homes. People have actually died from the lack of air conditioning in the hot, humid summers because they couldn't afford to turn them on, and so they really... You see, this is what's going on here. And Mr. Henry Kissinger has stated that the objective is to control the food and oil, and by controlling the oil, we will control the militaries of the nations of the world. By controlling food, we can control the individuals. And that is Oliver DeMille, page 12, in the book that I have here, Christ versus Satan. Are we going to have a war of the gods? Are we going to climax this thing in tribulation? Are the gods literally going to fight for the possession of the earth? Well, the Bible said that Satan knows he has but a short time, and woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for he's going to come down here. That's what the Bible said. I didn't write it. It says that Satan is going to literally come down here. You say, oh, he's just a little old wandering spirit, Pastor Buddy. I wouldn't get upset about it. He's not a real person. He's not a real being. You mean Satan and his angels that came here in Genesis 6 and mated with the daughters of men? I mean, Satan started the whole thing off in Genesis 3. A curse was put upon him and his seed. And yet we know that his seed are master craftsmen. They built major cities. And they've got all the silver and gold. It was offered to the Messiah. Satan offered the Messiah all of the riches and the splendor and the power of earth to rule it if he would surrender his plan to die and to raise again and give his children hope. He said, if you'll just hang around here, you can live forever. We know that he could have lived forever. Isn't that the plan of the New World Order, to live happily ever after without you and me? Ladies and gentlemen, what's this world coming to as we are asleep at the wheel when the freight train is coming through the tunnel and I can hear the roar of the engine of the Midnight Express, which shall come upon the world, and it will be a time of trouble such as the world has never seen, according to Matthew 25, or 24, verse 21. Now we jump over to the 25th chapter real quick to show you how this thing is going to climax, and I've said it before on many programs in the past, that Satan comes first. We know this by the Bible saying that he knows he has but a short time. Woe to the inhabitants. Satan is coming down among you. These master craftsmen of deception and deceit are nothing but fair, beautiful, angelic beings who are going to look just like me and you in physical form. Only they're going to be more elegant, debonair. I mean, you think the Pope, you know, with all his splendor and pomp and style and profiling, I mean, as he wings around the earth and millions, literally millions, fall at his feet and kiss his ring? Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, man worship. Wait a minute. When Satan gets here, the greatest archangel in the heavens, who can and will deceive the very elect, if it is possible, when he comes, every knee shall bow to him, and they shall worship him whose names are not written in the Lamb's book. Now, you reckon that he's going to be coming in peacefully to the people that love him? I would think so, wouldn't you? The Bible said he'll come in peacefully and obtain the kingdom. Well, there's a new world order that I'm talking about here. Is it now preparing the world to receive him? And the answer is affirmative. Without a doubt, Satan is being groomed for the highest office in the land. Satan's cohorts, the Illuminati, the high officials that are planning on depopulation. You see, Satan don't want a big population here, especially of the righteous, internment camps. Did you know that the National Guard, Dr. Gary shared this with me, that you know that the National Guard is now being a program to recruit those who will work in the internment camps, and that now, for the first time since last year, these internment camps, which have been built for 20 to 30 years, sitting empty. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe this, if you don't believe the snow flies in Montana on a January or February day, and covers those high mountains in Montana, then you don't believe snakes crawl down here in the Everglades, in the Okeechobee. Ladies and gentlemen, it's for sure that Satan and his angels are plotting and planning your demise, because their mission is to kill you, steal you, and destroy you if you will not heed or buy into their plan. Now, the Bible says the righteous will know whose names are written on the Lamb's book and who are not affiliated with Satan and evil. Folks, you're going to see people, you're going to come out of these bailbox churches where you've sat dead for the last 100 years. Where your father sat dead and stupefied before that. You're going to wake up, you're going to smell the coffee, and you're going to be given the realization that Satan and this freight train of tribulation is coming down the tracks full speed ahead. And if you're not prepared, if you're not ready, you say, oh, what can I do, Pastor Buddy? I'm just one little individual. You could pray and repent and turn from your wicked ways. You could come out of this whorehouse of what we call religion and get salvation's truth, which is, the Bible said, few there be that find it. And they make literal fun of the ministers of righteousness that are sounding the alarm, Satan is coming. Satan is coming. Remember when Paul Revere rode through the streets and alerted the colonials in the revolutionary days? Ladies and gentlemen, we've got ministers that are now proclaiming as they ride the wings of this radio signals. Our voices is going out into the world, and we are not being respected. We are being the laughing stock of the people. Say, oh, that ain't going to happen. Don't you worry. Turn that off and let's watch the ball game tonight. Turn it off and let's watch the races. Oh, we got a special on MTV. Let's get over there and listen at them and get down and boogie woogie. You see, all the races are mingling like snakes in a snake pit, mixing and mingling just like they was in the days of Noah. And the Bible says, come out of that. You better come out and better head for the mountains. And I ain't talking about the bush country either, where you pop the top on top of the Rockies. That ain't where you need to be. You need to get down here in southern Dixie in the Southland in these mountains, and you better wait, and you better pray, and you better fast, and you better study to show yourself approved workman that needeth not to be ashamed, and rightly divide the word of truth, and stand up and be counted for righteousness' sake. Oh my, I feel the great anointing Shekinah glory. Global report. The terms, according to Dr. Coleman, is to reduce the population by 100 million. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know who's going to go. It's the elder, the sick, the diseased, the liability of this society. Well, we've worked our guts out to get on a meager Social Security check. And ladies and gentlemen, that'll be taken away eventually because, you see, this nation is broke, bent, and on its way to hell and sudden destruction, which comes upon every nation that turns its back on the Creator and America. You have turned your back upon the Creator, Yahweh. And you shall be turned into fable. You will be a byword. You will be a parable. Because you did not heed the prophets that stood in the breaches, and stood upon the mountain and shouted from the towers of the radio stations. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you won't get this message Sunday when everybody worships sweet Jesus. They ain't gonna tell you this stuff. They're gonna pray, and prosper. Let's eat, drink, and be merry. Let's evangelize and go over to Timbuktu or wherever, and we will make proselytes out of them, and we'll get them ready for the King is coming. And he is. Yeah, the King is coming, but it's not the King of glory. It's the King of deception. It's the King of power. It's the King of death and destruction. And you think, ladies and gentlemen, that what they're planning isn't going to come to pass? You can bet your bottom dollar that we're fixing to go into a horrific third world war where we will employ weapons of mass destruction? Did you know that there are suitcase nukes out of the Soviet Union and perhaps other countries? I could name one, but I won't. But you can bet your bottom dollar that those who are going to terrorize the earth and almost, listen to me well now, because I'm in the word of Yahweh, they will almost destroy the earth. Now, I told you in Matthew 25, there is an intervention by the good guys, although they're going to look like the bad guys. Satan's going to be here, and he's going to gather all of his people and all of his children, and all of them are to see, and they're going to literally fight against the coming of Yahweh himself and his angels. Isn't that what the purpose of Satan was in the book of Revelations? Well, we're going to in part three, because I don't think I'm going to get over there tonight. Again, I wanted to so desperately get in there and hook it up with Revelations in the finality or the climactic part of this message. And I was going to try to do a three-part, but we may have to extend it to six or seven. I don't know. But let me tell you, the great anointing of the power of the Mighty One from heaven has sent me to give you a message and shout it on the housetop. Get everybody ready. It could possibly time to go home. Now, I don't know whether it's going to be an internment camp. I don't know where it's going to be a grave for the elderly like myself. I don't know where it's going to be the labor fields for the young brothers and sisters that have muscles and can still lift and carry burdens and work for the New World Order under forced labor management. I don't know whether you're going to be drugged down to the local vaccination terminals and be required to take a shot into the arm, and you literally don't know what you're putting in there. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I've been shot before with these needles, and you're so suspicious. You people are just alarmist. Oh, really? Whether your little child gets autism, whether your little child would be injected with the mercury contents of the past, and now they said, oh, we've removed all of that stuff. Wonder why they had it in there to start with, because mercury is a deadly element to introduce into a physical body, especially little children who have no immune system. Now, what have they made out of our children of this day? Patty cake, the baker's men. Pat them up and put them in the pan of destruction. That's what they're doing. Our children are mall rats. They're huddled up in the malls like a bunch of long-haired idiots. All colors of hair. All races are mingled like snakes in a box. And ladies and gentlemen, I ought to know something about that, being an old Pentecostal preacher from way back when they would be 30 or 40 copperheads and rattlesnakes and moxicans and king cobras all wadded up in the same snake box. It's amazing how they won't fight each other, but they will wreak havoc with whoever dares to pick them up. Well, that's the same thing, ladies and gentlemen, in a natural sense that is happening right now in a spiritual sense. That great serpent, the devil, who is a wise deceiver and will deceive the very elect if it's possible. You better get your backpack on. You better lace up your hiking boots and get ready to go. You better dig in and be in the trenches of the warfare. You better be fasting. You better be praying. You better be getting ready. You better have some food stuff. If you want to survive, if you want to make it, if you want to get to see the next day, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to plan and purpose in your life to survive. The Bible said, when you see this, flee to the mountains. You think maybe the Messiah who prophesied in Matthew 24, verse 21, of a time of trouble such as the world has never seen, you think it might be intimate? You think maybe after a world war to depopulate according to the master plan? And this time we're talking about maybe nuclear strikes in places you wouldn't have ever dreamed of them? Where it got so bad, at one time the angel said that we're going to have to come back, cut the time short. Except if we don't cut it short, there won't be anybody saved. And ladies and gentlemen, they're coming back to destroy them. Them. Now who's coming back? The bad guys. Satan is going to convince the world he's the good guys. You see, it's a paradox of opposites. What you think is going to be good, because he's going to come in and he's going to work miracles and wonders, and then there's going to be a great tribulation, according to Daniel, where I'm going to get over in part three of this, where it says that they're going to literally wear out the saints of the Most High. You reckon they might know who you are? Say, oh, I don't think so. I'm afraid to write you a letter, Pastor Betty. I just don't want to be identified with you because you just scare the living hell out of me. I've had people to call me and say, I'm terrified to hear you preach sometimes. Ladies and gentlemen, what are you going to do when the actual time of tribulation happens? Are you going to stand up like a man? Are you going to wilt like a mullein plant and go marching off to be in the great number of deceivers and deceptors and killers and mangers of the righteous? Are you going to join that crowd because you don't have the intestinal fortitude and backbone to stand up and be counted and commit yourself and get away from grandma, grandpa, mother, daddy, father, life, land, or even to save your own life? What's this world coming to? A bunch of patsies. Scared to death, but won't be drinking, be merry. And that's what the Bible said they'd be doing. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man, where they did eat and they did drink and they were merry until the man with the master plan, the great I Am, brought in death and certain destruction upon the wicked and raptured them all out of here. Just like it's going to be in the last days. The righteous are going to remain. They are going to survive. There's going to be Israel as long as there's a sun and moon. And I ain't talking about that little sandbox over there that you ignorant, deceived Christians think about. I'm talking about Yahweh's people that are right here now, present in flesh and blood. Who are the righteous house of Israel scattered abroad as the lost sheep? You say, oh, well, that's going against Mr. Hagee and Billy Scram. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we've had so much of these false impersonators who are mealy-mouthed, preaching a seem-right carnal way to the carnal mind, and it seems good, and the people have been drilled and planted and conditioned through mind control of the sorcery and the wickedness of Satan, who would deceive the very elect. Are you listening to me tonight? Live on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. You're getting the truth, ladies and gentlemen, whether you want it or not. You might just want to turn the dial. and go to MTV or get you a baseball game or whatever's going on. Turn your sports channels on. Watch the satellite as the angels of death and corruption and promise you liberty, and they themselves are servants of the own corruption of themselves, because the time's coming they're going to dig a hole into the dens of the earth and hide from the face of him that sits on the throne, that's coming back after a few people that's kept the faith and haven't denied that wonderful, magnanimous, magnificent, most holy and most powerful name of Yahweh. Matthew chapter 24, verse 21. Time of tribulation such as the world's never seen. The plan is to depopulate. The plan is to kill you. Now, ever how that they can do that, ever how that... Dr. Gary reminded me of something as we were prepping for this message. And we were talking. And he said, in his thoughts to me, Pastor Buddy, do you remember all of the chemical engineers that engineered these biological weapons of warfare and these vaccination things? Do you know that most of those who worked in those labs that knew what was going on, that they are now mysteriously dying like flies, committing suicide, found beneath their cars, found jumped off a building? Something's going on here, ladies and gentlemen, and it is to keep you in the dark of the plans to destroy and depopulate by means of limited wars in the advanced countries, and by means of starvation and disease in the third world countries, and the death of $3 to $4 to $5 billion or people, billion people described as useless eaters by the projected year of 2000. Well, they're behind 9 years, right? Well, they're practicing, and what does practice do? It makes perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, they're old masters at this. The devil's objective is to kill. And he promises liberty and promises you salvation if you will accept the master plan of Satan and the deceptive preachers that are preaching his message. Oh, don't worry about a thing. Pay, pray, and prosper. Glory to God. Shunda. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, it is one of the, if not the biggest, deception ever brought about by the master plan of Satan and his angels to deceive the very elect and their current popular proposals to restrict access to the health care without government control would go to achieve this goal and bring stiff penalties, including jail terms, for anyone who seeks or provides health care outside the government system. And those threats, ladies and gentlemen, as I preach this message to you tonight, are now brought about as an integral part of the master plan. Happening right here. You hadn't heard about it? Oh, you've been busy watching MTV, and you've been attending the funeral of Michael Jackson, that wonderful idol that just passed on here. Oh, what a wonderful human being he was. Oh, really? Oh, really? Ladies and gentlemen, we've made idols out of these deceptive people that are nothing more than agents and tools of Satan to entertain you and your flesh mind and to keep you spellbound with what's going in Hollywood instead of what's going on in heaven. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you the difference. You can't keep up with Hollywood and keep up what's going on in heaven. You've got to choose this day which one you're going to serve. You better get your priorities straightened out in life. You know, America is obese. America is perverted. America is full of corrupt manners. Oh, they love it on Easy Street. We're spoiled. little brats. Our founding fathers who took muscle and blood and sweat and tears and built this nation, and it's been destroyed by the snakes that are running this government to bring it down to where the Bible said a man will sell his soul for a piece of bread. And that the mission of Satan is to literally kill you. Oh my. Sorcery. The occult is the religion of the organization and not the organization itself. It is a Luciferian nature, and it's known as the Illuminati, and they use a variety of tools, and the best place that they can work is right in your church, in your pulpit, by the master deceptors of this new 501c religion. Whatever went with the master plan of Deuteronomy chapter 7, whatever happened to the gospel of Azariah, chapter 10, 9 and 10. Whatever happened to the book of Nehemiah, chapters 11, 12, and 13. Whatever happened to the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 28. Whatever happened to the commandments of keeping the Sabbath day. And ladies and gentlemen, it is not Saturday, and it certainly isn't Sunday. It ain't Saturday's day, and it sure ain't the sun, S-U-N day. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been so deceived, we don't even know what day it is, let alone where we're at in the annals of time, which the Bible says that under the terms of the global report of 2000, done in booklet form, and the world leaders, they're planning your funeral. And you're eating and drinking and merry, and you're not going to do anything but attend it, thinking that you're going to a great reception. The reception you're going to get has got a mouthful of dirt as they shove it in over, if they even bury you. My, ladies and gentlemen, Matthew 24:21 says, "For then there shall be a great tribulation." The great tribulation is the most, it is the most catastrophic event ever to happen on earth. And it is one of the most frightening scriptures if you are righteous. Now, if you're evil, eat, drink, be merry, and don't worry about it. But if you're righteous, you better make a plan. If you're going to survive this great tribulation, and a few of us will, who have purposed it in their heart, because Yahweh said, as long as there's a sun and a moon in the heaven, there shall be an Israelite stand before me. And we ain't talking about those over in the sandbox again. The book of Revelation chapter 2 verse 9 says, "I know them that say they're Jews and are not, but are deceivers out of the church of Satan." And all of Satan's glorified preachers in the West, particularly in America, they're singing the song of Satan, the God of riches, the God of prosperity, and the God of forces. That's the only one they serve. These preachers, if you get a pauper church and a pauper doctrine and a great salary, would lie to you like a dog as they regurgitate that filth out of their mouth, and you sit there and let them spew it down yours like a silly bird with no feathers and can't fly. Silly women rule over you. You men, you humpbacked, swaybacked, humpbacked, spineless, worthless men of Yahweh. You have turned your back. No wonder Ezra, read the book of Ezra. No wonder he cursed and pulled his hair out and ripped his garments off of his body and lay astonished and embarrassed and blushed and couldn't even look up to the Creator because of the sin of Elijah. right under your nose, and you applauded, the people around the world applauding. This will be one of the nightmares of the righteous people. When they go to court cases, you can bet your bottom dollar the deck will be judicially stacked against the righteous, because they favor the evil. The purpose of the judicial is to place the world under a single judicial review to administer justice to the world. And the world court, without a jury, their rulings will be absolute and final. You will have no recourse. And unless you join this elite New World Order, you can't buy or sell anything without dancing to the music of the snake. You talk about the snake charming the music player. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they got the music players, the little flute blowers, these little tutti frutties. You know, they're charmed. You know, this snake, this serpent, this evil one, he's come in with a power to deceive the whole world. And the Bible says he will deceive by the miracles and the signs and the wonders that he performs in the day that he comes upon the earth as a real bondified, the third dimension being, along with his angels. It's going to be deceptive, ladies. They're setting the world up for it right now. It's going to be so deceptive that the whole world will be deceived except those who are written in the name of Yahweh on the Lamb's book. And in religion, the plan is to establish a single humanistic religion all over the world, and the worship of man, which is nothing but humanism and belongs to Satan. We are the world. We are his people. Whose people? Ladies and gentlemen, sorcery. The word sorcery is used in describing the modern day Babylon and the tools of the beast which went out with the false prophets to gather together all of the world against the coming of Yahweh. There's going to be a master plan, and the master man, the king of the earth, and I ain't talking about the creator, ladies and gentlemen, he done gone. And the prince came, and Yahweh said, he ain't got nothing in me. But he's going to come, and he's going to come in, and he's going to sit in the temple. Well, just, you reckon what his people are doing right now. They're building him a seat of authority, and this beast power, this religious beast power, it's going to be a new world religion, and it's not going to have all these factions and these cult denominations that we got going today. We're going to merge into a new world order, by the courtesy of the snake and his people, who are going to shine his righteousness. And the Bible said even his ministers are transformed into ministers of righteousness, and Satan and his angels will be received as angels of righteousness themselves. And then when Yahweh comes, those deceived people will be throwing rocks at him and would suggest that he be crucified and removed from the earth once again. But ladies and gentlemen, he's going to come back riding on a little donkey. He's not going to come back and let you throw stones at him anymore. He's not going to come back to be insulted or spit on or mistreated. He's coming back as the King of Glory. And he's going to sit upon his throne in Matthew 25:31. And he's going to gather the goats. And he's going to sever out the wicked. And he's going to bind them and cast them into outer darkness. And then his angels will gather up his little precious sheep, and they will hold them in their hand, and they will walk up before him. the Creator. And the Bible said the face of the angels of these little ones, that's you, ladies and gentlemen, that remain loyal and do exploits according to the book of Daniel, which I will get in come Monday night, Yahweh willing. You listen to the pastor, buddy, in the Shepherd's Call, and I preach myself out of time, and oh, I would like to have a couple hours here to lay this message out for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's a countdown, a rush to judgment of Armageddon. And the angels of good and the angels of bad are going to be participates in the last tribulation days. And you can bet your bottom dollar, ladies and gentlemen, that there's going to be a final verdict and a final victory. It's going to be too bad for Satan. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I just wish that Yahweh would bless you enough to give you understanding, to put you in the palm of his hand. I just wish that Yahweh would give you the courage to call me tonight and talk to a man of Yahweh that won't sugarcoat and pussyfoot around with your feelings. I'm not here to soothe over your ruffled feathers. I'm here to pluck you. I'm here to cleanse you. I'm here to immerse you into clean, holy water in the name, the great, the magnanimous, the most magnificent of all the Creator name in the universe. A name that is laughed and scorned at, but a name that's growing in power. A name that is being spoken by the mouth of the righteous saints around the earth. The great magnanimous name of Yahweh. Not no Greek Latin name, but a Hebrew name from the Hebrew people to the Hebrew people, about the Hebrew people, and for the Hebrew people. And he said, if I'm for you, who can be against you? You can call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. I'm sponsored tonight by my brother and sister out of the great state of Mississippi. Ladies and gentlemen, this is on their behalf. This message is sent to you courtesy of them and their love for you. And I gladly step up here as the spokesman. Their heart is behind this message. Their spirit is behind it. And all around the nation tonight and across the world, there's saints that are saying, preach it, Pastor Buddy. Bring us the living word. Give us encouragement to stand when the world's on fire, to stand in the day of adversity, to stand when the battle is hot and not faint, to put on the whole armor, to stand up and be counted in the name of Yahweh. Our brother and sister in the great state of Mississippi who sponsored this whole hour for you tonight, they sponsor me two nights a week. If you'd like to sponsor Pastor Button, you'd like to hear me 7 days a week or 24 hours a day. I'd preach till I fell over and somebody had to hold up my hands, and I got a lot of brothers who do that. You know why? Because I got a lot to preach about, and the time is short, and you better get ready and buckle up and buckle in and put on the helmet of salvation and take the sword of the Spirit and get ready for the days coming, ladies and gentlemen. Not too far. It's going to be a time of trouble, such as the world has never seen. You can write me tonight. That's Pastor Buddy. Just write me, ladies and gentlemen. Just write me tonight. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. Write me and send me a love offering to hold my hands up with my sponsors and supporters around the nation. Let's bring righteousness back to America. Let's stand up and be counted like men and women of the old. Let's just say we only regret we have but one life to give for Yahweh. And so be it. If we go out in a blaze, a hell of fire, Hot lead or whatever they got planned for you. Where we have to dig trenches in a concentration camp to urinate and use the bathroom and cover it up like a cat in a sandbox. Ladies and gentlemen, hang on. Hold on. Look up for your redemption, God. This is Pastor Buddy. I'll see you Monday night around the world on WWRB 3.185. Clear channel on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Yahweh bless you. And I love you.
Said I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong. So when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong. So when life goes wrong, put your faith into one.